The angel Gabriel's words really stuck out to me today for some reason. He says to Zechariah, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard." And I never really noticed it before. Your prayer has been heard. Evidently, Zechariah has been praying that his wife Elizabeth would bear him a son, maybe for a really, really long time. And now it was finally happening, right? His prayer was coming true right before his very eyes. His highest hopes and anticipations were being realized in the heart of the temple, no less, like when he has the privilege of offering the incense. This moment of all moments, God chooses to crash in with his angel and bring the best news that Zechariah could have ever possibly hoped for. And how does he respond? With skepticism, with unbelief, and ultimately with distrust towards God's promise to him. "How shall I know this?" he says, "for I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." Clearly, he kind of forgot about all those Old Testament stories where, like, lots and lots of people that were old suddenly had babies. But nonetheless, as a result, Zechariah is rendered totally speechless until his son John is born. So that would be really hard to be silent that long, to not be able to say anything or explain why you're suddenly mute. And it's kind of tempting to try to defend Zechariah, isn't it? Wasn't he being totally reasonable? Wasn't he just being a little bit realistic? Perhaps at a natural level, yes. But in light of the fact that he and his wife Elizabeth had been praying for precisely this for so long, we can get a fuller picture of why God held him so accountable for his skepticism. On the surface, it seems harsh, but look deeper. He had been praying for this, and yet failed to recognize it when it finally came. In the end, doubt prevents us from truly receiving the immense gifts that God desires to bless us with. Imagine for a moment a little kid on Christmas morning, and he's rushing down to see all of the gifts under the tree, and he sees them all there sitting underneath the tree, and suddenly he's like, how shall I know that any of these are really for me? We can't imagine this. We can't imagine this that a kid would walk away from gifts and not, like, just tear them open and just, like, throw paper everywhere. And yet, you know, this is what happened with Zechariah. He chose not to, like, open this gift up in that moment for whatever reason. He ultimately did, but in that moment, he kind of missed the mark. A disordered reluctance to believe can block our hearts off from rejoicing in the Lord's will for our lives. God has wrapped so many gifts up for us each and every day, but do we have the faith and courage to receive them at the proper time and open them up? We please God by receiving his gifts. St. Augustine put it this way: God wants us to exercise our desire through our prayers so that we may be able to receive what he is preparing to give us. His gift is very great indeed, he says, but our capacity is too small and limited to receive it. All of us here this morning have intentions and desires very close to our hearts. We have worries and hopes that we present to God each day with persistence. And sometimes I think it's very tempting to think that God isn't really listening at all. So we kind of begin to not even expect an answer. The question is, when the day finally comes that the Lord answers that prayer, will we believe that it's really happening to us? Or will our capacity be too small and limited at that moment to receive God's good gift? Contrast Zechariah's doubtful response with that of his wife Elizabeth, who says, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit." In this statement, Elizabeth shows us the profound humility of waiting for the Lord to answer in his own time, in his own way. I was joking around with Sister Mara Rose right before Mass, and she asked if I had seen the new Star Wars movie, and I said yes, and she has not. And she said she has to wait for God's good time to see the Star Wars movie. It's good. I won't give any spoilers. So yeah, like, Elizabeth shows us that she spent the time waiting very well, and that's kind of what we're supposed to do during Advent, right? We're waiting very well for God to show us the gift that he wants to give us, which is Jesus. The Lord never ignores our prayers. That we can stake our lives on. We must wait with vigilance, therefore, like Elizabeth, fully expecting to receive an answer from God and trusting that he'll help us receive it well, by his grace. Our prayers should never be empty hopes or defeated desires. You know, sometimes I find myself saying something like, you know, God, this is what I need, but, you know, you'll probably not give it to me in the way that I want it, you know, or, you know, maybe you won't even give it to me. But no, like, Christians are supposed to pray with boldness and with total abandonment to God's will. Jesus promises us, ask and you shall receive. God is preparing to give us many, many gifts. So let's receive them with faith and with trust.